You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Tonight, I'm delighted to welcome one of my favorite guests, Laura Eisenhower, back to the show. Laura is the great-granddaughter of the U.S. President Dwight D. Eisenhower. She's a whistleblower who, in 2006, was attempted to be recruited on a secret Mars colony. She is considered by many to be one of North America's leading researchers on exopolitics, alchemy, metaphysics, and galactic history. Laura works to free us from the 3D holographic time loop and hidden agendas so we can take our power back. Her website is being renovated presently, but you can always find her on Facebook. So let's welcome her back to the show now. Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Lance?
Oh, great. Especially now that you're here.
Thank you.
You're in Laguna Beach at a conference, yes?
Yep, that's right.
Gosh. Well, you probably have a lot of things to share. And the only thing I'm curious about is just your take on the present energies that are occurring. There seems to be a lot going on.
Yes, definitely. We are in a very accelerated time. I think people are really noticing that there's a lot just being purged. We're seeing it on a global level. I mean, it's pretty amazing that so much is coming to light about, you know, these pedophilia rings. There's a lot that they're going to have to be answering to. I mean, we're now in a better position to hold them accountable for these crimes against humanity. So that's a really positive thing. And I think, you know, people on a personal level, you know, are going through just a lot of shifts, because here we are, it's 2017, and we're at the very end of the stellar activation cycle, which is the ascension window period. And it doesn't mean that everything's shutting down. It just means that this has been a really powerful window to get everybody on board, or to get, you know, a certain amount of people on board to help to, you know, kind of create a ripple effect and a larger kind of activation maybe for the whole of humanity. And it's a perfect sign that at the end of the stellar activation cycle, we're seeing so much more disclosure, which is incredibly necessary disclosure, because it wouldn't make any sense to, you know, talk about ETs or hidden agendas from anybody other than our community without the crimes against humanity coming to the surface. Because the thing is, if none of that ever came to the surface, disclosure would be very distorted and very dangerous, you know, without knowing what's really going on behind the scenes, you know, these criminal activities. And a lot of us, of course, have been aware of it, but the fact that it's getting out on more of a mainstream level is definitely a good thing. And let's hope, you know, there's that we see some arrests, some more arrests.
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems that the entire government has become dysfunctional, and especially the secret and invisible parts that we do not see. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, and you know, people are fighting against each other, and clandestine programs are not designed to help humanity, they're designed to destroy it. So it's about time that all of these things, that programs that have been going on for hundreds if not thousands of years, come to light and be revealed so that we can get a fresh start and a clean slate.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, just what's going on in Hollywood. I mean, I think people are really going to pull their attention back to themselves a little bit more, or hopefully a lot more, because there's so much facade. There's just so much going on that people have attached themselves. Well, I mean, there's things that people have attached themselves to, and with all this going on that's getting revealed, you know, that gives everyone an opportunity to really focus more on the self, because as we know, the entertainment industry, people are really consumed by it, and, you know, they kind of put their life on hold, and it's more about, you know, going to the movie or seeing what's on the news, and to get, like, the realness out there is really going to assist people in their growth, but I think it's going to be incredibly painful. I know that even though certain things are practically proven with the amount of witness testimony and the amount of stories, sometimes that's still not enough for people. They just fight it and fight it because it's so horrific and it's so hard to imagine. But, you know, that's part of the growing process.
Right. That's the price of denial.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a really good feeling about where everything's headed. And yeah, so it's some interesting energy. Jupiter's in Scorpio right now, so there's a lot of illuminated focus on transformational processes. And this is what's really important now, is that we, you know, recognize the changes that our physical bodies are wanting to go through in order to be able to handle these higher vibrations. And what's key is to really unplug from those lesser forces that, you know, want to steer us off into a direction that does not serve our soul journey or our connection to this earth or spirit or anything like that. And it's happening astrologically, it's happening cosmically, it's happening in the earth body. And, you know, we just simply need to make room for it to be available to us, you know, so we can be real conduits of it. And I mean, even without having to say anything, we can activate people when our frequency is at a certain level. Mm-hmm. People just naturally, you know, get something from it. And it helps to sort of warm them up for maybe the more difficult things. But I'm feeling really good about all of it. Just always checking the headlines, just more and more people, you know, getting busted. And
oh, yeah.
That's really good
and that's
stuff.
Bound to wake people up, because it's verification that what a lot of people have been talking about for decades is actually true.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. You know, it's surprising, though. There's just been another headline going around that actually was written in July of 2017, you know, about the, you know, the human hunting.
Oh, yeah. That was bizarre.
I mean, I don't know why there's not more action being taken to, you know, put these people away or stop them, but that's got to come. Because the thing is, people are going to notice that the police aren't doing their job, the law enforcement isn't doing their job, and, you know, it's going to create, like, even a greater awakening to the fact that all these organizations have been infiltrated, or they get paid off, or they get silenced, and this is, you know, how extreme all this is. It isn't just, you know, a few in power that are doing you know, criminal activity. It's the whole system that has been covering it up, that, you know, has been manipulating the media and stopping justice from, you know, really taking place. But, you know, there have been trials. There are judges that I guess are on board with all of this. I'm just really looking forward to, you know, really seeing a stop to it, you know, not just the stories. Because the stories, yeah, it'll wake people up to it, but it's like, why are these people still wandering around in the light of day? Like, because the longer this continues, the more victims there are, and we have to be responsible to them and to each other as a human race. And this has got to stop. It's got to stop.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was just reading in some articles from a reputable source about having cloned the presidents and the major players and their families. It's, you know, not the first time I've heard about it, but, you know, it seems like that might be a common practice.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a whole other thing to get one's head wrapped around. So, I mean, here we have, like, the criminal activity, and then, oh my gosh, the technologies that have been hidden from us. And then, of course, secret space programs and things going on off planet. And, I mean, gosh, we've all been so warmed up. We've all had our heads wrapped around this stuff for a while. Yeah, I mean, some people are just getting their toe wet, and it's going to be a lot more than they could ever imagine.
Oh yeah, I think we're all going to end for quite a few shocks.
Yeah, definitely. But the good thing is that, you know, those of us that provide information, you know, we have a positive message, and you know, it's really about the unity and the support that we can give one another. You know, the support we can give people who are really breaking down and cracking, because everything they've invested their lives in is basically, you know, a lie. A lot of it is a lie. And, you know, hopefully people will turn their attention to, you know, those of us that are really able to maybe assist in the process, you know, because the thing is, if the bad news comes out, it's not like they're going to follow it with like, oh, and let's talk about ascension. Let's talk about, you know, what your DNA is all about and what it really means and where we're all headed. You know, they're not necessarily going to have somewhere to land that's comfortable unless, you know, they really start to, you know, do their research. So I just really hope that some of that bad news can be, you know, brought into it like a, you know, something that people can not freak out, but feel a lot of hope, because this is a really powerful time. And as all that's purging, I mean, we're really entering something, you know, really profound. And it's something that we're not used to. It's been thousands and thousands of years since we've had, you know, DNA on, you know, such a high capacity embodiment. And the physical body is, you know, going to go in a little bit of a shock. Because the thing is, if we are aligned with ascension energies, our physical bodies are going to shift from the carbon base into the crystalline. And, you know, those that really don't want to get on board, their physical body is going to, like, have a difficult time where the soul might want to move forward. The ego might be like, I don't know what that's all about. I can't really handle that. And so, I mean, it's a big crossroads for the human race as far as what timeline they're choosing. Because I don't think that this level of disclosure or busting the crimes against humanity is necessarily going to take down the full agenda and the transhumanism that's breathing down our neck, because, you know, there's a lot of people that are well-intentioned that are still supporting that because it sounds good and it looks good. And that's just another trap to be wary of, because, you know, as our DNA switches on, we get these higher abilities, and, you know, we're the ones that are, you know, becoming more advanced. It's not just culture that's going to have, you know, greater technologies, because that could definitely become, you know, a trap. But the one good thing is, when we get these bad rulers out of the way, you know, maybe some of these technologies will be used for the good, and you know, the focus on spiritual development can be in balance with that. But I would say, you know, artificial intelligence is never really a good thing, but I can't completely dismiss it altogether either. I'm sure people have a good argument about, you know, why some of it's okay, but the thing is, you know, we just don't want to supplement ourselves with it at the cost of our own, you know, spiritual development. And I think people have to realize it's not some new age philosophy. It's not coming necessarily from a book. It's not a belief system. It's an acknowledgement of, like, who you really are and what you're made of. Mm-hmm. And it's a raw, honest assessment of self in order to be able to really step into that without the projections, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people, it's the terminologies are a turn off, or, oh, you know, do they have to join some you know, belief system or study something. And it's really just like studying the self. What are we made of? What's our soul architecture? What's our DNA? How does it connect to, you know, the earth grids and, you know, these other chakras that we haven't even turned on, that many didn't even know existed, because, you know, we have way beyond our seven chakras.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's all about, I mean, love. I mean, so if we're like, okay, how do we do this? We just really have to, you know, realize that these higher strands of DNA are connected to our ability to synthesize the masculine and feminine, the electric and magnetic, and it's all in our energy body. And that's, you know, this imbalance that we've been dealing with for thousands of years is why there's so much disease and sickness and unwellness, and, you know, and that's really the root of it.
I suspect some of the alien or ET races that have been here for millions of years probably contribute to that as well. I keep hearing a lot about the reptilians and their part in all of this, and, you know, some of the other ET races, and I'm not trying to paint a bad picture about them.
Hello?
Yeah, are you there? Are you there? Laura?
I've lost.
You're there.
Yeah, Lance, I lost you for a sec.
Okay, oh, I was just talking about the reptilians.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, there's been a long involvement with that particular race and Draco's and the rest of it, and it still seems to be going on. So that's something that people are going to be a little bit surprised to have to deal with.
Right, right, right. I mean, the thing is, they're losing their grip on the people that they've been using, because those people are getting busted and they're not going to be in positions of power. Well, I mean, Hillary didn't win the election, but, you know, she's still involved in all this. But, you know, there's so many layers and levels to really, like, terminate the sort of agenda. It's more like it's more than likely going to be a bifurcation more than the ability to actually, you know, terminate it fully and completely, because these beings have been around for, you know, such a long time. And, you know, when one plan fails, they implement it in a new and different way. And they might even, you know, prey more on the ones that, you know, don't have the intention to do evil, but present some sort of meme or some sort of scenario that is still locked into, you know, potential, you know, enslavement or a deep misunderstanding that just, you know, can, you know, potentially throw things off track. So the best gauge we really have is what our physical bodies are trying to tell us, what our inner voice is trying to tell us, because, I mean, the will to survive, the will to thrive and reach our highest potential, I mean, everybody's inner voice is going to want to alert them to that. But it's so hard for people to listen when their inner voice is replaced by news and, you know, everything that's outside.
Oh, yes. You know, people have no space in their head, you know, no empty space to just be. There's always a chatter going on, either mainly from outside, and we've got become so accustomed to having that on all around us and the noise and the distractions that when people have that off, they go crazy.
Totally. And the thing is, when they have it on, it's got subliminals, it has, you know, frequency distortions and, you know,
mind control.
Exactly. And it's massive mind control. Pretty much, you know, music, everything. So
everything.
The noise people have isn't just distracting them away from their inner voice. It's, you know, obviously programming them. I mean, I think those of us that have been doing this work for a while, I mean, we're all in a really good place, and you know, it's gonna be a lot about just really supporting those that are just getting in touch with this, you know, playing a really protective role. I'm very careful of just casting people away, being like, oh, they're sheeple, they don't get it. It's like I feel really called to just, you know, help those people as much as possible, because most humans are well intentioned, have good souls, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was kind of surprised years ago when I started to read about humans that were not ensouled, that there are entities that are not, that don't have souls. And, of course, I wanted everyone to rise together and, you know, walk off into the golden staircase and all that. And I had all kinds of magical dreams, but I'm finding out it's not quite like that. Well, one of the things that was surprising when I first started hearing about your story was that you'd been asked to go to the Mars colony. Is that something you'd like to talk about, or you want to go on in another direction?
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. So how did they approach you? Was this representative of the Illuminati or the various cabals? How did that go about?
Well, from what I've learned and researched, they're connected to MJ-12, and it's sort of a branch of it, I guess you could say. They were a group of individuals that they consider themselves more like a think tank, or, you know, they're interested in UFO phenomena. They have something called the Weird Desk, where all the, you know, interesting stories, like, about people's abductions, you know, go to them, and they review it, but that's not really what they're doing. That's sort of the cover. And it's a group called the Aviary, folks like John Alexander, Hal Puthoff, Ron Pandolfi, just a whole bunch of names. If you Google the Aviary, you know, you can find out more. A person who looks this up will get mixed information. They'll see, you know, maybe one site that, you know, shows the more surface intention, which isn't real. And then they'll, you know, see things that I was starting to become aware of. But I didn't have anything to go on. I had to really, really, really dig, because the way it was presented to me, I mean, it was a partner. It was a person that I had met, and it was somebody that I felt like I had known before. And you know, we started seeing each other, and I was in the DC area, and every time he would come visit me there, he would be leaving these secret meetings that he couldn't tell me that much about, and he hadn't really presented the Mars information until, you know, a little bit later in the relationship, and basically said, you know, this is what the plan is, and we're recruiting you in to go to Mars in 2012. I have, like, all these emails saved, you know, about kind of the details of the mission, and we were going to go in what's called ARCS, A-R-C, and And it was presented as sort of like protection, sort of we got to get off Earth because, you know, this and that is like happening and in the event of like these potential cataclysms and this and that. And something just didn't feel right. The way it was presented would seem maybe to some people as like a great opportunity and idea. But because I was always strong in my mission since I was a kid and I really recognized that, you know, the role that I'm here to play has a lot to do with this window period. It's like, well, how can I possibly do that if I'm on Mars? And I'm like, this would be completely taking me off course. And even if it was a safe thing, that's not what my soul journey is all about. That's not what my agreements are all about. That's not what I really signed up for. And even if it's at a detriment to me, I got to stay clear with that. I have to stay aligned with that. So me holding that perspective, you know, really helped me to see the red flags. And I got really curious because I was like, well, why can't I talk to them directly? He's going to these secret meetings. He's telling me about it. He's referring to one of them as his handler. I'm like, okay, well, this is getting a little weird. And I didn't really have anything, you know, to research because it was before even Project Camelot came up or, you know, other whistleblowers with stories about Mars. There was really none of that. And so I just did a lot of research about the names and I wasn't really finding anything, but I'm like, something's not right here. Something feels dark. And what I, you know, discovered was that maybe originally this was a good idea in the event that there are, you know, cataclysms that we would want to protect the human genome or DNA and take it someplace else. But what I was sort of intuiting or getting was that this agenda has been infiltrated and it's really about creating new world order. It's about getting certain people off Earth while the rest of humans are left here vulnerable after all their tax dollars have been spent on these hidden projects and programs and they're being kept in the dark. So I was like, okay, that's not cool. And finally I found something that linked one of their names to psychotronic weaponry and my labs and mind control and that there's, you know, deeper involvement in the darker aspects of it. But with that group, just like what we see in our governments and even in the shadow government, there's compartmentalism. So there are a lot of people involved in that agenda that were really well-intentioned and actually thought it was a good idea, not realizing that maybe somebody else in that group was trying to steer things in a direction that if they had known about, probably wouldn't be signed up to do it. You know, similar to like Phil Schneider, who had the revelation that, wait a second, what am I doing? What is this all about? You know, he's being told one thing, and the real truth is that, you know, he's kind of serving a dark agenda, and when he started to speak about it, he got killed. So I did my research and I just basically said, you know, I refuse to go. And the drama that came from that made me realize that I wasn't just meeting somebody that had a plan to go to Mars. It started to expose what was really going on. And what I found out was that he was specifically sent to find me at this place that I was, and that I was a mission that he was being tasked to fulfill.
Wow.
And he had other missions too, but the thing is, like, he would get these phone calls and he would disappear and not remember. And so that's when I started to learn about like alters and the trauma-based mind control and how they use people and different aspects of their fragmented nature to have them, you know, do things on their behalf, their dirty work, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And of course, now we have more information about, you know, others that have dealt with similar things. So he, you know, was being, you know, heavily compromised, and I tried to wake him up to it, but he wasn't in any sort of agreement or ability to think that they could be, you know, doing something like this to him. Huh. And so I ended up having to flee, and it was incredibly dangerous because they didn't want me to go. And he said, you know, if you don't go, they're going to take you anyway. I said, well, that's, like, forceful.
Wow.
And so I had to be very careful about every move that I made. So I realized that the only safety I really have is to, you know, make this public or to share. I mean, I wanted to anyway, just because the human race deserves to know these hidden things. But, you know, I really felt like the only way that I was going to survive was to get this out there because, you know, obviously when you put out information and they do something or try and, you know, kill you, it draws, you know, attention that they wouldn't want. So I had to be really strategic and it was incredibly exhausting. So that took place in 2006. And again, I mean, MJ-12 is basically an Illuminati thing. And they're the ones that have the hands on all the negative technology, or not negative, well, some of it's negative, but all the alien technology. They have their hands on the alien technology. And Eisenhower was aware that the issue was getting out of control with MJ12. And if anybody's seen that YouTube video with Anonymous, this man who was on his deathbed, you know, explains, you know, all the different things that he tried to do to put a stop to it. But the origins of the Mars agenda are pretty old, but it really got activated during his administration. Alternatives 1, 2, and 3. Alternative 3 connects to colonization of Mars and also, you know, underground bases, you know, places for people to go. Mm-hmm. And so if there are cataclysms, which are possible, then the question is, are these even natural? Because we've got, right, you know, technologies that can create superstorms, and, you know, they can create cataclysmic events that, you know, aren't natural. And that's what also was a big red flag, is I don't think Mother Earth needs us to evacuate her, but if somebody's playing around with these technologies and they're creating a Armageddon type of scenario that's been engineered, then that has to be exposed too, because yep, then it'll lose its power and grip over us.
Yep, absolutely. And there are only so many nuclear blasts that the Earth can endure, and I think we're just about at the end of the line as far as that goes.
Right.
And then some of these nuclear blasts go back thousands of years, and the sands around Iraq and Iran, some of them have turned to glass due to the high temperatures that were used to destroy various places that the, you know, when they were fighting using nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
So, well, one of the ways I found out about the Mars base was when I listened to a show with James Gilliland, who had Andrew Bashago on. And that was a fascinating story, and so I had him on a couple of times. And, you know, I was a little bit surprised to find that the Vatican had been funding DARPA to do time travel experiments, and that there were young kids that were brought into those programs, and that they were going back and forth from the Mars base.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that was a long time ago. So it's been around, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens with you know, China and with Elon Musk and all the rest, once they get to Mars and find that there's stuff there already.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my God, there's a Walmart on Mars.
Yeah. Reptilians wearing khaki pants. I think Andrew was looking at some of those pictures, saying some really funny things, but you could hardly tell in the picture what was really going on. But yeah, no, there's definitely stuff going on off planet, not just Mars, all over. And it's a multi-level secret space program. It's got multiple levels. And wow, it's all coming out now, but gosh, how long has it been there? I mean, Second World War was very, really significant as far as, you know, just the absolute infiltration really took place. And you know, now we're winning the war, but we certainly didn't win it back then, even though it looks like that in our history books. It just ended up infiltrating, you know, the American governments in ways that are much deeper than it had ever been. So this is just all so recent compared to the, you know, larger picture as far as how it's compromised this whole country and world, of course.
Right.
It's hiding in plain sight, you know. Yeah, it's just, but it's all, you know, coming out, and there's just so many different layers of it. There's so many different areas, you know, to look at. And I think right now, you know, the human race can only just begin with, you know, looking at, you know, these crimes to make room for the truth, you know, to create a disconnect so that the real stuff can begin to come in. But again, it would be very dangerous if the crimes weren't being busted and just the information was coming out, especially if it was controlled. Because the thing is, they recognize that, you know, people are blowing the whistle and that these things are getting spoken about and people are becoming aware of it. But without having those crimes busted, you know, they can steer all that in their favor if people don't think that they're up to no good. They can find some way to leverage it to their benefit, which would be sort of the government-controlled disclosure. But now they're not going to be able to do that and cover up those tracks. We're looking at the tracks first. We're looking at the crimes first. And then I think people will accept disclosure from people like us and say, wait a second, that's not a good source to But we'll see what Trump does. I mean, I don't know what to say about Trump. I just don't know what to say about him.
Right. I don't either. I just figure that, you know, the right person is in the right place at the right time, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Apparently, he released the JFK files, which is a good sign, you know, because that was another one of the assassinations done by the shadow government, one
right.
of thousands. And, you know, when they can just get away with shooting a sitting president and destroy their whole family, you know, and Marilyn Monroe certainly got taken out as well. We're just not living in a safe and sane environment anymore.
Well, she was a monarch, so, you know, there's
oh, right.
all that.
That's right.
Yeah. And
right.
so, as we know with the monarch programming, you know, they
have altars.
Yeah, and Gerald Ford was one of the main folks connected to, you know, participating in that. But of course, there's many. There's many. Hillary, Bill, and Bush. And Bush is, you know, major. A lot of the people that have gone through the MyLabs are those, you know, been born into those projects. You know, talk about that. You know, the Queen and Bush was on the screen directing the whole thing. I mean, or like, you know, part of the higher ups of the whole deal.
Mm-hmm. And then somehow some young girl discovered that most of the presidents, not all of them, somehow were related genealogically to the royal family.
Yeah, and so it's the 13 families, and it's interesting that they use the number 13 because that's the most significant number right now, because it is the 13th gate that connects to the planetary body, the planetary consciousness, the mother goddess energy that morphed into the physical planet is the 13th gate, and they've wanted to suppress our knowledge of this and have been sort of working with these, you know, sort of numbers and they do this with religion. They'll take, you know, certain stories and they'll distort them so that they're the ones, you know, really in power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the reversals of sacred symbols, even. If anybody looks up the Tree of Life online, and if you count the spheres, most of the Tree of Life that you'll find have 10 spheres, and that actually represents Draco reptilian DNA. It's supposed to be 12 spheres, which represents the human DNA that we're trying to activate, but it's really hard to activate it when everything's encoded in a different way. It's all been scrambled. So the natural ability for us to ascend has been stunted and distorted, because if there weren't these dark technologies or reversals or recoding it in a limiting way, humans would have a much easier time right now just progressing on a much more organic level into this more expansive awareness. But, you know, these technologies were put in place 26,000 years ago that have infected the Earth grids, and because our DNA and our energy bodies are a replica of the original Earth grids, that naturally impacts, you know, our DNA when we're born here. And so it's not just, you know, you can even be born awake. We have to deal with the fact that our DNA has been, you know, compromised. And it's just everywhere. It's everywhere. It takes so much to just push through and to break through the net. But once you break through the net and this, you know, level of quarantine, which is where we are right now, you know, it's just a very rocky, you know, ride of what our bodies are trying to do, what our soul is trying to do, and what these technologies are trying to prevent. And so it can create a lot of really uncomfortable physical symptoms. Even the most aware of us, you know, it's everybody.
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of psychic attack when you start to move beyond the seven chakras. And that's usually when people give up or they turn the other way because they don't really understand, you know, what a psychic attack is or how it relates to implants or maybe some things that are going on in the astral when they're sleeping at night. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the number of abductions, too, is, like, in the millions. And I don't know why that's not enough for people. It's like, oh, well, show us some proof. It's like, excuse me? Really? Like, that's not enough?
Right.
Without realizing how top secret all this stuff is. Because if anybody sees the laws that were implemented in, like, 1947 or in the early 50s, too, if you spoke about this stuff, if you were in politics or in the government and you started to disclose this stuff, the penalties were huge, and that was written in law. So, you know, so when people are like, well, why didn't anybody speak up till now? Well, if you know, you do the research, it's they put strict things in place to make it near impossible without, you know, getting murdered. Mm-hmm. Now there's so many of us, there's really not a whole lot that can stop us now.
Right, right. And if enough people come out and enough whistleblowers are talking, there's they can't kill them all.
Right. And you know, what they did already, what they already did do with that, with William Cooper and Phil Schneider and others, it didn't silence anything. Their information is still there. Their books are still written. It's still accessible. And, you know, and it really shows people, look what happens. Look what they do. This is not like something's being disclosed and then everybody else is jumping and saying, yeah, this is going on, and okay, it's time to share it. It's like, no, those people are going to be offed, or they're going to be smeared, or there's going to be some tactic to, you know, keep it all hidden. But yeah, the worst is really over as far as the information part of it. Now it's more like the rehabilitation, you know, the massive healing that's underway, the rehabilitation of the human race.
Yes, I agree with you, and it seems that that will be a pretty smooth process, all things considered. Because I think once people know the truth, they'll be relieved that they're finally getting down to the nitty-gritty and understanding what really happened. And a lot of people blame themselves, mistakenly, for everything that goes on. They think, we think that we're at fault, or we're this or we're that, but the truth of the matter is that forces outside of ourselves have been at play, and we gave our consent, or our unconscious consent, and they took advantage of it. So I think people will be relieved when they discover this.
And that's exactly what they should feel, because, you know, the relief is also, like, where do we turn? We have to turn to ourselves. We have to know who we are and what we're made of, and understand what it means to really unite as a human race, and not be dependent anymore. Because, you know, they drain our life force. I mean, they harvest our energies. And these technologies that were put in place in the Earth grids, you know, act as collection centers of our energy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, so this is a chance to really get our power back and recognize that we're the best news, we're the greatest discovery, and once we can tune into that and tap into that, you know, it's going to make the activations more available. It's going to help us to integrate what's coming in, versus, you know, getting steered off into an artificial timeline that will digress the soul and compromise the physical body. Yeah, and that's why, you know, there's EBEs and, you know, certain alien forms that we see without recognizing that those used to be humans, actually. Some of them.
Yeah, right, right.
And that's where the timeline would take us if we were to steer ourselves in the direction of transhumanism, artificial intelligence. And, you know, we're not dealing with linear time. There's, you know, the vastness of the past and the future are in the now.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And then if you throw parallel realities into it, you've got quite a big sticky wicket.
Yeah. Yep.
But it was interesting to see Elon Musk sending out so many warnings about artificial intelligence. And he seems to be one of few that is at least attempting to get the word out, although it's hard to say where his loyalties are.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems to be leaning in the direction of, you know, being in service to others, or at least helpful to humanity, where most of them are heavily involved with the transhumanist agenda and the control and domination of humanity.
Yep.
And I kind of expected the transhumanists to come out with all kinds of gadgets and cyborg things, you know, to enhance intelligence. And, you know, if you just put this in your brain, you'll have a 250 IQ, and if you do this, you can run 100 miles an hour, and so on and so forth. And a lot of people would be going for stuff like that, but I haven't seen that coming out.
Yeah.
And, you know, somehow that's all being kept at bay, and I suspect that we have a lot of positive outside help.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the hosting of the Ascension Timeline switched over in 2009 to the hosting being like back in the organic timelines of the goddess energy, which is within men, of course. It's the energy of our planet. It's the intention of this creation, and it just seems, you know, that power is obviously the greater power, but it's not so locked down anymore, which allows the natural healing, you know, to take place. Just like we recognize in our physical body, we have an immune system, we have a reaction to injury, we have a reaction to illness, but it's the mind control that stunts our ability to tap into it, which of course the medical industry has been the forefront of, you know, us giving our power away on that level. But besides, you know, the organic ascension energies connected to the goddess frequency, beings from Andromeda, the crystal star hosting is a part of all this, and that's hosting this ascension timeline and is bringing us back in alignment with the seven higher heavens that we got separated from so long ago when Milky Way and Andromeda split. So, you know, it's a rebuilding within ourselves, and, you know, it's happening on a cosmic level, and, you know, our job is just to be able to you know, be in alignment with it. And then the magic will work through us. These powers will work through us. And I think we'd be in a lot worse of a state if that wasn't the case. We'd be seeing a lot more indications of, like, New World Order really, you know, being in our face. And it is definitely, you know, been shut down a lot. I mean, as much as they're still attempting, it's going to be really hard for them to do all that. With everything coming to the surface, all these, you know, all this criminal activity, it might make people think again about, you know, what these agendas would have presented without them realizing that they'd come from control agendas. Because again, just like you said, it's going to, you know, be presented to us as a way to, you know, clean up the environment, to kind of come in and save the day. And then all next thing you know, we have an alien government because we think they're our friends, but they're not necessarily our friends. But there are many benevolent groups and beings that are coming to our aid, but not for control purposes, not to, you know, hold the intention of, well, we're going to steer humanity in this direction based on a control system or a belief system. It's more helping us to, you know, step into our multidimensional energy so that we can, you know, form a system that's in alignment with nature, that is getting us back on the track that we need to be on. And of course, there'll still be, you know, some sort of system, but I can't imagine that the organic timeline involves any form of alien, you know, government. I see the whole system, you know, shifting into just a mass awareness that that's going to, like, be ignited in our consciousness. We are going to hold the frequencies of what these benevolent beings are holding, because they're encouraging our development. They're not trying to stop our development so that they can take the reins. And so a lot of positive ET groups that want to do that and sound positive are just using different terminology and presenting themselves as the good guys, when in actual fact it's just as much enslavement as anything.
Well, we definitely have to be extremely discerning when it comes to various ET or alien groups, because they can appear to be as anything. And from what I've read, the reptilians are not necessarily scaly beings with red eyes. They are blonde-haired and blue-eyed, and they look like the Nordics. So any race can look like any, like anything. They have the genetics involved to be able to present themselves as any way, in any way that they choose.
Yeah, so, and that's part of the manipulation.
Yeah.
Because people live so much on the surface that, oh, if it looks good, if it reminds us of us, or, you know, we're just given maybe the positive affiliations, you know, people fail to recognize that there's a lot of dark factions within all these different groups. It doesn't mean that there aren't positive, but yeah, that discernment of who's who, because, you know, these controller agendas, these controller groups all join forces, and they're all kind of working together, and they're always... I mean, one of the main things is, now that they're all working together, is they can present the most positive appearing ones while the dark ones are still behind the scenes. So it's not like, oh, the reptilians are going to come out and take over. It's like, no, we're going to use maybe the ones that are the most appealing and pleasing to, you know, create even more confusion. And so people got to get real deep into their soul and not just base things on appearances anymore.
Right, right. And they're capable of projecting, you know, psychic things like, you know, creating a field of love and positive feelings. And so it would be very difficult for us to tell the difference when we're being beamed with positive energies. But we're going to have to go within and match that with our own energies and see how that matches up with what we truly feel, and we're going to have to go inside and learn how to discern between the good, bad, and the ugly.
Right. And the more we embody that truth, our own inner truth, the more solid we are in ourselves, the more authentic we are, it's going to help, because we'll feel something not resonating. We'll feel the distortion. We'll feel, you know, that something isn't right. And that's the ultimate tool that we have right now.
Yep. Well, I know that this is common knowledge, but Wernher von Braun, who was one of the Nazi transitioners from Germany, who took over NASA. Sorry about that. A Nazi NASA. He on his deathbed said that the last card that they'll pull will be the alien card coming to save us. So we haven't seen that happen yet, but who knows? They could pull any kind of card out of their little magic card box that they want, but at least we've been forewarned.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and I think we're a little smarter than we were maybe 2,000 years ago when aliens came and presented themselves as God or Yahweh or whatever and as angels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
However, that could be, I could be wrong, because, I mean, look at the masses that just overwhelmingly supported the illusion of George Bush Sr. and all the presidents that have been so corrupt and scandalous. You know, but of course, we don't know what they're doing. We don't know that they're running drugs through the CIA and the various agencies. We don't know that they're assassinating their enemies and so on and so forth. We don't know that part, and that's part of the problem. You know, government isn't transparent. It's absolutely opaque, and it's kept its secrets well, but I think it's time for those secrets to be let out of the gate.
Right, absolutely. And the thing is, that's really hard with the monarch programming or anti-carrying candidate sleeper agent type thing is you'll see a sincere side of somebody, but that's just an altar.
And, right.
You know, you can even hear the sincerity in their voice.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're super intuitive and you feel something good, you know, that's just, you know, one part of many, many pieces of what that person is actually carrying. Just like when Bill Clinton came on the scene, you know, people felt really positive about him, and, you know, just his demeanor and just the way he spoke, you know, he's not the kind of person that you would think are hunting humans with George Bush.
Right. You know?
It's like Democratic Party, a whole different thing, and it's like, okay, and then they're joining forces to deal with the Haiti crisis, and it's like, okay, they look like buddies, and wow, what are they really doing? And you know, evil is very hard to hide unless you have something like fragmentation or these multiple personalities, mm-hmm. you know, program like a computer. So that's the tough part too, because something can really appear sincere and honest. But if we, you know, don't recognize the potential of them possibly just being in an altar, you know, that's, it can fool people very easily. And those projects are pretty rampant. I mean, there's a lot of individuals that have been victims to it, and they could pop any new person up on the scene that could, you know, turn the switch on us when we least expect it. And that's mm-hmm. why it ultimately, like, has to come down to us, and it's we're left to our own devices. And the beautiful thing is, we have everything it takes. It's not something
yes.
we need to fear. It's something that we innately, you know, we know what to do with it. But we have to be able to anchor it. We have to be aware of it. We have to open up our consciousness to it. And once that happens, and we get used to it and consistent with it, all the information we need will come when we need it most. Because the thing is, nothing can happen in the news, nothing can happen in the larger picture without all sorts of people, you know, that are in the kind of field that you and I are in, that would, you know, question it and pull it apart and pick it apart,
mm-hmm.
you know, making sure that whatever needs to be exposed would be exposed. You know, and some people might not go that far, but the people that would do exist. So we'll always have enough information out there to protect us and to help us, you know, see what we need to see. But then it's ultimately up to each individual. Well, what are you going to do with it? Where are you going to take it?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And so much is coming out now about things that I never thought would come out, the vaccinations being population control and causing autism and all kinds of other things. I never thought the chemtrails would be so exposed as they are, but of course, it seems to be taking a long time for the masses to kind of pick up on it. But when it hits, it's going to be a very strong and powerful reaction when everybody is aligned, and enough of the monkeys in the 100th monkey effect are awake.
Yeah.
We'll all be washing potatoes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What's that?
So I was just wondering, how is your conference going? What are you sharing about at the conference?
I'm sharing about this particular window period and things related to our DNA and how that connects with other harmonic universes, including this one, and the Earth grids and the different manipulations that have happened through dark technology and these agendas that have made it difficult to step into what's available right now, and just to kind of help inspire people and empower them to stay on track with it. So it's very much about what we're talking about. That I put into PowerPoint presentations, and I give, you know, information about galactic history, some of the galactic wars and how those wars step down into this particular dimension, and, you know, what is the nature of the war now, and how is it shifted and changed over the course of time, and also, like, you know, what's the real wisdom? Because all that got, you know, pretty much wiped from the records, or hidden or distorted.
Right.
Most of the ancient texts got distorted, and so, you know, it's sort of like recapturing what was lost to us so that we can, you know, return to who we are and to heal, you know, the historical resentments that we might carry because of all the false flags throughout history that have pitted us against each other, and, you know, how to kind of let go and move on and recognize the deeper game being played so that we're not thinking that how we feel is the human condition. It's been manipulated into us so that in a time where we need to unite, we would maybe just be fighting and not able to come together because of what happened in the past, or who did what to who, and who are you related to, and what's your, you know, and just to kind of drop that and just recognize that these tactics were put in place throughout history so that when we got to this point where we are today, it would be really, really difficult to come together in the way that we're being called to come together.
Mm-hmm. But as you know, unity consciousness is what will supersede all of these false judgments and blame towards others, because once you let that go, we can unite and agree on what we choose, which is hopefully to be sovereign and free and not be under a system of domination and control any longer.
Yeah. And it's our ability to unplug from that and the external, but it has to start with being willing to look at your own ego and your own attachments and the things that you've invested yourself in and the unhealthy relationships that you've been involved in, and to really break those agreements and contracts and you know, reset it. Because the thing is, humanity's running these dark agendas without realizing it. And so with the recognition that they're there, those agreements can end and they won't have anything to feed on. And so unity consciousness is like an immune system on a global level. As we band together, nothing can really penetrate anymore. Because the thing is, it's what's fragmented and split that makes us so easily preyed upon. And anyway, the laws of the physical body are no different than the laws of this planet or creation or nature. And we're going to get out a reflection of the inner work we're doing. It's going to shift, you know, the vibration of this earth. It's going to give us a different version of reality, because if those agreements aren't any longer there, then we're not going to see it in our face so much. We're not going to, you know, see the degradation of the environment and just all the symptoms that come along with imbalance. Because it's just like, you know, if we're not in balance, it's easy to get sick. It's easy to get injured. It's easy to have entity attachments. And so, yeah, just being really grounded and connecting to the higher self and bringing the information or the energy of that into our physicality and into our lifestyle so that we can align our lifestyles with the consciousness, you know, that physical reality will shift. And ever since the sun started moving into Ophiuchus, which is the 13th sign, you know, people are experiencing sort of those activations.
Well, Laura, we're just about out of time, unfortunately. We had such a good time talking that it just flew by.
Just to finish that thought.
I just wanted to thank you for coming on the show. And how can people reach you?
Well, my website's been down, but it's coming back up in about a week, and it's lauraeisenhower.com, and I do readings to sort of help prepare the human vessel for what's to come and to help, you know, a person sort of free themselves of the stuff that no longer belongs. So.
Oh, well, wonderful. I'm so thankful, Laura, that you came back to talk with us tonight, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon. So thank you
absolutely.
For being here tonight.
Thank you so much, Lance.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.